Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for today's challenge. Right now we're working through a series called Pioneer Story, where we're studying the book of Acts to see how the very first followers of Jesus organized themselves as a Christian community, what we now call the church. This particular week we're talking about pioneer players. Yesterday we talked about the Mafia having been excommunicated by the Pope, talking about how there's this duality of the Mafia maybe portraying themselves as good Catholics, and on the other hand, being a criminal organization. That sometimes people try to use the Christian movement or the Christian church to enhance their reputation or for their own gain in some way. We're going to read a story today from the book of Acts about a man named Simon who encountered Philip, who was preaching the good news of Jesus Christ in a place called Samaria. So the Christian movement is starting to make inroads in areas other than Jerusalem and Judea. Now they've moved to Samaria, and Philip encounters a man named Simon there who hears the message. But there was a man named Simon who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip, as he preached good news about the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Well, this all sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? Well, it's not the end of the story. We'll see later what really happens, but for now, it just sounds good. Philip has met an egomaniac named Simon, who's known for his magic, for maybe they were just illusions, or maybe he was really summoning some kind of black magic. But either way, he was known for amazing people with his skills. People were amazed, and they called him the Great One. You can imagine how that would have fueled Simon's ego. Now, he's used to being the one that amazes people, that draws the crowds, that gets all the attention. But then one day, he realizes he's no longer the center of attention. Somebody named Philip has come to town, and his message about Jesus Christ is getting all the attention. Everybody's watching that guy and is amazed by that guy's message and what that guy's doing. And so Simon pays attention to this and he listens to what Philip has to say, and it sounds like he himself is convinced. The Bible says he believes. It doesn't say he pretended to believe, he actually did believe. I struggle with that too, but it says here that Simon believed and he was baptized. He made an outward and public proclamation that he was actually going to follow Jesus, washing away the old self, rising again to new life as a new person, now reborn in Jesus Christ. He actually believed and was actually baptized. Things went wrong later. It says that Philip and his company were performing great miracles and signs, and that surely amazed a magician like Simon. And he must have asked some questions, you know, how's this happening? Is Philip hypnotizing these people? Are there paid, you know, plants in the audience? Is he paying these people or convincing them to act out this way? But either way, it seems like Simon was convinced. He couldn't find any explanation like that, and so he simply believed that Philip was really, really doing this, that Philip was really a representative of God who was preaching good news of God's kingdom and transforming lives for real. And Simon says, okay, me too. And so he believes, is baptized, and then it says he actually went with Philip. He traveled with him as he went and visited other groups of people. So he stayed close, watching, learning, listening. Well, we're going to see what happens next. There's more to this story, but we'll see that tomorrow. In the meantime, here's a question that I hope you'll think about for yourself. Discuss with some friends, maybe from the commute, maybe from work, maybe from home, whoever it is. I hope you'll be following these challenges with a group, discussing it with others whenever you are together. Here's your question to think about. What might somebody gain by converting and traveling with the Christian movement? What nefarious reasons might there be for somebody doing what Simon did? We'll have a great discussion. Don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community as well, so check out today's Bible reading in our website or app to see what our whole community scattered across the GTA is learning from the Bible today, so you can be a part of that in sync, even if we're not all physically together. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.